Quran Quest. Yes, please. Quran Quest. Answering your Quranic questions.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The program is Quran Quest, where we study the verses of the Quran and extract their teachings with our dear and beloved Brother Habib. Brother Habib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much for being with us.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me here.
It's always a delight to be with you. So we go through the chapters one by one with Brother Habib, and we're on chapter 77 of the Quran and Mursalat. And let's go listen to verses 29 onwards and then continue the discussion. Don't go away.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. They will be told, proceed to that which you used to deny. Proceed to a shadow of smoke having three columns. But having no cool shade and availing not against the flame. Indeed, it throws sparks as huge as a fortress. As if they were yellowish black camels. Woe that day to the deniers.
You just listened to verses 29 onwards of chapter 77 of the Quran here on IRIB English Radio Quran Quest. So let's go right to it, Brother Habib. This chapter began by reminding us of some of the extraordinary events that happen in the world, things that we should notice in our lifetime. And then it reminds us that we were just base fluid, and then here we are as whole human beings demonstrating God's power, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then to deliver the message, and the message is the Day of Judgment, that it exists, it's true, and we're all heading there. On verse 28, it says, woe that day to the deniers, people who deny the Day of Judgment. And verse 29 goes on to say, away to that which you used to deny, away to a threefold shadow that provides no shade, nor avails against the flame. Those are verses 29 to 31.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Like how you gave the summary, brother, and there's this day of there's this thing called Day of Judgment, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings up the creation and gives the right for those righteous and punishes those who were wicked. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking to those who deny the Day of Judgment. This also opens the door for the concept of mustadaf. I will talk about inshallah ta'ala later on. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stating for those who denied the Day of Judgment, who made fun of it, who disbelieved in it. Now, of course, disbelieved in it. Again, like I said, we will talk about the Day of Judgment. What do we mean by disbelief in it? And anyway, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stating, انطلقوا إلى ما كنتم به تكذبون. Go. Go to hell. Go to what you were denying. Go to what you were disbelieving in. Go to what you were making fun of. You were in this world deceiving people, doing wicked deeds, wicked acts for your desires, for whatever. And now has come the day for you to enter what you were denying. This is the day of facts. This is the day of reality.
Can you like imagine every step that that person is taking towards hell? He's regretting himself. He's probably cursing himself for every moment that he denied the Day of Judgment.
See, this is the beauty of the Quran when you ponder upon it, when you reflect upon it. What you just said, we read the Quran, but do we really reflect upon it? Do we really have certainty in the Holy Quran for it to make us stay away from sins, to stay away from corruption or not? I mean, look at this world. We're living in it. We say that we're Muslims. We say that we believe. We say that we're following the rules. But in reality, are we truly doing that?
I think that's a good place to leave off just before our break. We're just going to go take a break. Don't go away because we will further this discussion just after the break.
إن سألتم عن الله فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on verses 29 onwards from chapter 77. So, Brother Habib, on verse 29, God subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, away to that which you used to deny. And the question here is it addressing people who openly and explicitly deny the Day of Judgment? Like they say that the Day of Judgment doesn't exist, come on, be a grown up, these are things are fairy tales. Or does it also apply to people who do believe in the Day of Judgment, but their behavior suggests otherwise? They lie, they cheat others. In practice, it doesn't look like they believe in the Day of Judgment.
That's very nice, the way that you put it out there. And I think that the best word, of course, it's the second one, just to clear it up. It's not only for those who state that with their tongues, that the Day of Judgment is not real. Your actions also have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why we have as-siddiqeen. Mm-hmm. Those who are truthful, not by their voices, but their actions are online and in touch with their beliefs.
They are truthful both in the things that they say and the things that they do.
Exactly. And that's a high status. We have this in the verses of the Holy Quran. We have it in the sayings. The status of Siddiq. And that's something to keep in mind when reciting the verses. And you see, for example, Yusuf alayhi salam was considered the Siddiq. Some of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, such as Abu Dharr al-Ghufari, were considered Siddiq. And the believers whose actions are in line, are intact with their beliefs, these are as-Siddiqoon. They are not. They do not deny the Day of Judgment. Because if a true person, if a person truly had certainty, truly had belief on the day of the about the Day of Judgment, he would not act in such a manner. He would not act in such a manner. I mean, like in corruption and wickedness, and like if you knew this, there was poison in this glass. Would you drink it? No, you would stay away from it. Why? Because you know that there's this harm that might be that will come if you do this action. So you stay away from it. If you do not believe in the harm, then you, of course, you're going to do these actions.
And then there is no Muslim who doesn't sin, so we slip from time to time. Does it also address
No, people? That's something that the slip, we're going to be talking more about it on the verse in Al-Jahala, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that the believers do sins out of jahala, which is out of foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
Out of foolishness.
Not out of arrogance or like denial.
Foolishness, not mm-hmm. denial. Foolishness. Mm-hmm. They close.
It was just seriously, something stupid.
What do you call someone who knew that this cup was harmful and drank out of it? This drink was harmful and drank out of it. A fool.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing. A believer believes, but then he falls into it out of foolishness. His intellect, there's this great translation for aqal, which I found for Usul al-Kafi, which is prudence. And pretty much it's the definition given to it is the ability to govern and discipline oneself by the use of reason or skill and good judgment.
So the thing is that believers who slip, this verse is not addressing them.
No.
Because it was just a mistake.
No. It's for that person who, you know, whether he denies it or she denies it with their words, they deny it with their words or they deny it with their actions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because, you know, sometimes we do our sins, like how you said, out of foolishness. All right. That's not a problem. But do we deny the day of judgment in our hearts? No, we do not deny it.
Mm-hmm. And we regret the action.
We regret the action. We fear the day. And that is why we do tawbah. That is why we seek the refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We repent. We seek Allah subhanahu a way to find Allah to make us to
a way back to God
to forgive us. Yeah. And at the end of the day, going back to Imam Hussein is my way.
The only one.
وَكَلْتُ الْأَمْرَ إِلَى حَيْدَرَ. Yeah, I put the thing in Imam Ali alayhi salam, in Imam Ali's hands.
Alrighty, thanks. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back right after the break to go to verse 30 of chapter 77. You don't want to miss it.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on verse 30 of chapter 77 of the Quran. So, woe to the deniers, away to that which you used to deny, which I'm already very, very scared by reading these verses. And then it says, away to a threefold shadow. Can you explain this threefold shadow?
There are two definitions to it. The first one is used by Makarim al-Shirazi, actually, which I saw him. Of course, just to put it out there, Fakhr al-Razi comes out and states that there's one of the scholars who said that I do not know what this is. And inshallah ta'ala, we do not see it. So I don't know what it is. I don't want to know what it is. And I don't care what it is. I just don't want to know. I don't want
to
see
it.
I have nothing to do with it. And
the next verse describes a shadow.
That's the thing. It
provides no shade.
It's because, you know, fire brings up smoke.
Yeah.
Right? So this smoke is so strong. Because of how strong the fire is.
It casts a shadow.
That it has three different levels.
Branches. Oh.
Three different levels. That's one interpretation. Or it's on the three sides.
On three branches.
It's like
in Mizan's of the three branches.
Yeah, so it's on your left, it's on your right, and it's above you.
That is a horrific scene to see.
That's why we say we don't want to see it. Hopefully we don't see it and we don't know what it is.
We'll never get to know what it is. Yeah. Just let it be wherever it is.
Yeah.
And it provides no shade because normally a smoke that is that thick, you would expect it to provide you with some shade. But it's probably just pushing heat out.
It is, pretty much. And that's what it is. It's not going to help you. It's not going to aid you from the fire. It's not like any shade that covers you from the sun. No.
And it goes on to make even... Just it gets worse.
Just to add something. Some people might ask, why is it referred to that it does not cover it in smoke? Does anyone think that like fire is available, it's coming out of there, and the smoke is available there, and it's going to cover you from... Because if we let the people interpretate the Quran, like how they want to interpret it with their desires and whatever, some people might reach to this, that, oh, the Quran didn't state that it doesn't defend you from the fire, it doesn't defend you from the pain. Mm-hmm. So here there's an emphasis that, no, it's not going to help you, it's not going to aid you, it's only there to make things worse.
And even gets worse. Indeed, it throws up sparks like massive tree trunks, as though they were yellow camels. And again, woo that day to the deniers. That's verse 34.
Yes, so here again, This the after stating it does not cool you, nor does it avail you from the flames. It comes and states that the fire will shoot out and it will spark, and this spark is not normal. This spark is actually bigger than camels. 2 days ago, I saw a camel. It's been a long time since I've seen a camel, but man, the camels are huge.
Yeah, it is. When you get close to it, you realize how
you realize how small you are. And I'm a big person, Hussein.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
For those people out there, he is.
Yes. And when I saw a camel, I looked tiny. And then, of course, they were slaughtering it. So I saw its lungs. Its lungs is about as big as me.
Nice.
So it's huge. The spark is huge. And that really gives you out. That really gives you out and shows you how...
Well, that's how big each spark is.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Yes.
So that's how big the sparks are. That's horrific.
That's something that really we should fear, you know. And that's just the sparks. So how about the fire? So how about its blaze? How about its heat?
And imagine that you're seeing this scene and you're heading towards it. And you know there's nothing you can do.
Yeah. And well, really, picture yourself actually happening. We have the saying about, I want to finish off with the saying about Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And it states that, it describes the people when they read the Quran. When they read the believers, the true believers, when they recite the verses that have reward, they become enthusiastic for the rewards. And when they recite verses such as these that show fear and pain, what do they become? They cry as if they're the ones that are going to be punished. And therefore, when they read وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ, they understand that they must not become from the مُكَذِّبِينَ.
Thank you very much, Brother Habib. It's always nice talking to you. We always learn a lot. And I hope that if there's one thing that this program will have achieved, it's to demonstrate how important it is to think about the verses of the Quran, not just read it one verse after another, but to stop and ponder and see what God has to say for us. All right, thank you very much, Brother Habib. It's always very nice to be with you. To all our brothers and sisters who missed it, don't worry, you can always download an archive of this episode and all our previous episodes from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Quran Quest. From me and the whole team here, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You